Jacuzzi auf Flux FM. Jetzt hätte ich mal im Vorfeld fragen sollen, wie ich den Songtitel ausspreche, aber das kann ich gleich noch nachholen. In Frankreich, da wurde diese Band schon als die neuen Future Islands bezeichnet. Die BBC spielt ihre Songs rauf und runter und es gibt diverse Interviewanfragen. Irgendwie scheint sich gerade die halbe Welt um Jacuzzi zu reißen. Ja, und diese Istanbuler Band ist in Berlin zu Gast. Morgen spielt sie ihr allererstes Konzert hier, gerät auf Europatour auch zum allerersten Mal. Im Monarch am Kotti werden sie zu Gast sein und wir haben uns natürlich gedacht, die wollen wir für euch einladen und jetzt stehen sie hier im Studio. Die Band spricht ein bisschen Englisch, natürlich viel Türkisch und wenig Deutsch, deswegen haben wir uns Übersetzerin und auch gleich die Managerin gleichzeitig hier rangeholt und ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen Kutay Soycak, Tana Yücel und Şan Kalyonçu und natürlich Ulaş. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
Sie sind noch recht schüchtern, aber wir wollen natürlich ein bisschen mehr noch aus Ihnen herauskürzeln. Also Tana zum Beispiel ist so eine Art Veteran der lokalen Punk- und Garage-Szene in seiner Heimat in Istanbul und er hat sich mit Kutay zusammengetan, Sänger und Songschreiber und beide wollten mal etwas musikalisch Neues ausprobieren, was anderes und mit dieser Musik, eben Synthie-Pop, der doch sehr viele 80er Jahre Anleihen hat, haben sie irgendwie einen Nerv getroffen. So people are going crazy about your songs. You seem to have hit a nerve. Maybe you can a little bit explain this phenomenon yourself.
Parçalarınız için insanlar çıldırıyorlar. Hani bu nasıl oluştu sizce? Nasıl anlatabilirsiniz bu durumu diyor.
Bayağı zor tabii şu anda da. Türkiye'den böyle bir şeyin çıkmış olması ilk başlangıçta şaşırtıcı olduğunu söylüyor insanlar galiba bu. En büyük tepki oluyor galiba.
They mostly say that this sort of music which came out from Turkey is exciting because it didn't happen before. So this is the first thing maybe and yeah, because people were surprised, they are getting maybe crazy about the songs.
So here in Europe, there are many bands who are inspired also by The Smiths, by Joy Division, and they're trying to make this kind of music that they are doing or you are doing right now, but they don't get to it because they don't sound like the stuff that you are doing. So what is so special? Is your production-wise thing or that you are experiencing this music for you now just for the beginning? Or how can we explain this?
Şöyle diyor, bir sürü grup var dünyada ve hani Joy Division'a, işte Smiths'e ya da işte post-punk gruplarına benzemeye çalışıyor ama hiçbiri bu başarıyı elde edemiyor. Yani sizdeki tüyo neydi? Hani nereden çıktı bu? Production'la mı alakalı yoksa sizce nedir bunun sırrı?
Bence tam olarak onlara benzemememiz olabilir belki. Çünkü hepsini çok dinliyoruz ama yani müziğimize illaki bir yansıması vardır ama bazı bir şekilde Joy Division'ın Türkiye şubesi gibi bir şey olduğunu düşünmüyoruz. Yani.
Maybe it's because we are not trying to be like these bands that you have mentioned. We were just listening to them and in a way we were inspired by them. It affected our music, but it's not that we want to be like them. Maybe this is the point, he says, Taner says. Actually,
I saw a film about your house and where you are producing your music. Maybe we could tell the listeners what kind of music you're making, or especially how do you produce this stuff?
Açıkçası kazara produce oluyor aslında bir şeyler. Yani özellikle şu olsun veya bu olsun diye değil, aslında günlük mod ve ekipmanla bağdaşan bir şey.
It's like it's not like a production studio. It's his place, and it's everything can affect like what equipment he has and what's his mood on that day. So it all affects the production. Yeah. So it's like that.
Yeah, and you say, or people are writing, it's a synth pop, but without synthesizer.
Yeah.
You're not using synthesizer. So how can you manage making synth pop without synthesizer? What is your secret?
Synthesizer çalan birinin olmaması bence.
The secret is that we don't have a person who plays synthesizer.
Okay, so maybe after this interview we will find someone for you to play synthesizer. Let's listen to the next song. How do I pronounce this? Guerrier de... Yeah, what does that mean?
He can't return back.
He can't return back. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Mm-hmm.
What is the song about?
Yani şarkı en basit haliyle geçmişe dönmeye çalışan bir adamla ilgili. Ama yani şey böyle açıklamasını yaptığı zaman da özel bir anlamı yok. Sadece geriye dönemiyor ve hayat onu fırlatıyor. Oradan oraya savuruyor yani.
He says basically the song is about a man who wants to return back to the past but he can't, but the life just floats him back to the past. This is the song about.
Like a paper.
Like a paper.
On the wind.
Jacuzzi mit Guerrier de Nemior auf Flux FM. Mit dieser Band, die uns heute besucht und wir freuen uns total drüber. Sie kommen aus Istanbul, sie sind ungefähr seit einem Jahr erst musikalisch zusammen und ihre Konzerte sind fast seit den Anfangstagen ausverkauft. Ja, so ein kleiner Hype wird um die Band gemacht, denn alle stehen auf ihre Musik. Leider nun auch aufgrund dieser, sagen wir mal, politischen Situation insgesamt. Viele internationale Bands sind auch nicht mehr so oft in der Türkei gerade unterwegs. Da guckt man natürlich auch und will abends trotzdem einen schönen Abend sich machen und auf Konzerte gehen mit tollen Musikern. Und dann guckt man sich auch gerne in der lokalen Szene um. Und da gibt es ja offenbar richtige Perlen, die wir hier auch für euch jetzt heute nach Berlin geholt haben und freuen uns, dass Jacuzzi ihren allerersten, Europa-Gig morgen in Berlin spielen. Da machen sie den Auftakt im Monarch am Kotti und wir haben sie noch hier und wollen sie auch ein bisschen ausfragen über ihr Leben in der Türkei als Musiker. So where do you live in Istanbul and tell us a little bit about your life as artists, as musicians.
Ben Kadıköy'de yaşıyorum. Kutay.
Ben Gayrettepe'de yaşıyorum.
Ben başından beri Malta'da yaşıyorum.
So Istanbul is a very big city. Central comparing to Berlin. It has several centers and different Asia, Europe. And Taner lives in Kadıköy, which is the center of Istanbul right now. Mm-hmm. He lives very close to Beşiktaş in the European side. And he lives in Maltepe, which is outside of Istanbul. It's like a village.
Somewhere, not even
close to Kadıköy.
African side of Istanbul.
And is this also where the creative scene is active and where other bands live? And you have your neighbors and friends and everyone is doing something creative? Or do you go to places to play different parts of the city? Or is it in one region?
It's not in one region, but with the recent government and the cultural changes in Istanbul, Kadıköy, where Taner lives, mm-hmm. it became really cultural center. But the gigs happen different places. I mean, there are several venues, big venues, small clubs, etc. So we play in a large area of Istanbul. So it changes. Actually.
Maybe a little bit about the topics in the song. What do you want to sing about? What is your, where does your heart beat for? And what the lyrics, what are you writing? Because we don't understand. At least I don't understand. And I think a lot of people are listening.
Diyor ki tam olarak neden bahsetmek istiyorsunuz? Sözler ne hakkında? Neden bahsettiğinizde tatmin yaşıyorsunuz? Diyebilirim.
Tek bir konu yok ya da bir duygu yok kafamızda ya da ifade ettiğimiz şekilde. Ama en başından beri hani şarkıları yazarken yaparken hissettiğimiz şey biraz normal insanın, sıradan vasat insanın hem bütün olabildiğince sevgisi ve olabildiğince öfkesini böyle garip bir uzlaşma çerçevesinde buluşturmaktı aslında.
There is not a general topic that we can mention on the lyrics, but he just wanted to tell about a normal person, normal life, his love and hate relationship, which he feels in him, self, something like that. Very basic emotional stuff, actually. Mm.
You didn't think that you would be so successful with this music. You were also surprised about the big impact that you had. So why did you do what you were doing? You didn't want to have success, but now you have it, and that's great. But obviously, this was not the real first plan.
I can talk about this.
You don't have to answer. She knows your answer.
Anladınız mı soruyu? Evet. Söylemek istediğiniz bir şey var mı?
Yani başında hani başarılı olmak için planladığımız bir şey değildi bu. Ya da öyle niyetlenerek yaptığımız bir şey değildi. Ya herkes bence müziği yaparken biraz varsayımda bulunuyor. Bunun nereye isabet edeceği, nereye konulacağıyla alakalı. Ama ya şunu bu ukalalık bilmiyorum ama Taner'le ben de albümü taslaklığından son prodüksiyon haline kadar yapılana kadar bizi motive eden şey
homojen
olması ve bu formatta bu Türkçe şarkıların hani böyle formatta olmayışı aslında bizi tatmin eden şey buydu. Başarı değişken bir şey çünkü.
Yeah, they weren't planning to be successful at the beginning, as you said, but they just knew something which the songs that they were producing, they wanted them to be equal musical wise and lyrics wise. In Turkey, actually, the bands, they don't produce that sort of songs. I mean, when you listen to the music which is produced in Turkey, mostly it's like the vocals, the lyrics are in front of the music, or the music is in front of the lyrics. Okay. Mm-hmm. In this music, it's equal. When you listen, you understand. If you understand the lyrics, it gives you a feeling, but the music gives some feeling, and it's equal. You can dance, but you can listen something about sad feeling as well, but it's like, you know, equal. Just. Okay.
What are you most excited about the upcoming tour? You must be really happy to play, I imagine.
En çok neden heyecanlısınız bu turla alakalı?
Yani benim kişisel olarak hayalim tabii ki yurt dışında çalmaktı. Bizzat ben kişisel olarak bundan heyecanlıyım. Ama tabii yani herkesin heyecanı bilmiyorum. Başka türlü düşünen var mı ama benim kişisel heyecanım bu yurt dışında olmak yani.
Ekleyebilirim. Yani açıkçası bir yıllık bir grup olmanın verdiği bir sadece kendi lokal sahnelerimizde yer almanın ve insanların tepkisine orada çok alışmamızın dışında bir şey olacak bu çünkü. Dilimizi anlamayan ama sadece müziğe tepki veren insanları göreceğiz. Bunu ben çok merak ediyorum nasıl bir tepkime olacak mesela.
Mostly it's of course exciting to play outside of our local scene. This is the first thing. But Taner says that he's mostly excited of what's going to be the reaction of the people because they don't understand the lyrics. They are just going to react to the music. So this is like an exam for us.
Ja, das wird sehr spannend. Also sie werden auftreten unter anderem eben in Berlin, da machen sie den Auftakt und zwar am morgigen Tag geht es dann auch noch weiter nach Köln und Hamburg und ich glaube Amsterdam sind sie auch noch. Und
Paris.
In Paris, genau. Toll, machen also eine große Tour und wie gesagt, Auftakt ist morgen im Monarch direkt am Kotti. Wenn ihr sagt, super, ich will diese Band auch mitentdecken, die ganz frisch hier zu uns nach Berlin kommen, dann lasst euch mal von uns auf die Gästeliste setzen, wenn ihr mögt. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Jetzt durchklingeln. Frau Kröger geht ran und schreibt euch drauf auf die Gästeliste. Wir hören einen weiteren Song von Jacuzzi. Koca bir saçmalık.
Koca bir saçmalık.
Genau. Was bedeutet? What does that mean?
A big nonsense.
What?
Total.
It's like what?
A big nonsense.
A big nonsense?
Okay, thanks for translating a big nonsense. Okay, cool. Ja, dann will ich mich bedanken und natürlich nochmal die Namen hier zum Abschied richtig aussprechen. Kutay Soyjak, Taner Yücel und Şan Kaylonçu und Ulaş waren da und haben euch erzählt von ihrem Leben in Istanbul und ihre Musik gespielt. Morgen tun sie das am Kotti und wir hören einen weiteren Song von Jacuzzi. Teşe...
Güler.
Thank you very much for coming to Berlin and to Flux FM and have a great tour.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And come back when you play in the big stadiums, you know?